hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live with your host Diamond and Silk and Silk. Oh Silk, what a long day. First of all, happy birthday. Oh,
thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Let me sing it, Silk.
Okay, I said to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Silk. I call her Silky Smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to you. All right. So Silk is 51 years old today, y'all, my sister. And when I called her this morning, I said, girl, do you feel like you're 51?
Oh, my God. I feel so good. I actually brought my birthday in at 12:01 midnight. Playing pool.
Wow.
It was so fun.
See what I'm talking
Thank
about.
You all. Look, it's a blessing to be able to wake up and see another year. I am so grateful, and I did not take this day for granted.
That's right. That's right.
Thank God.
With everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So listen, I want you all to stop right now, and I want you to share this podcast broadcast. Share Frank's speech. Not only is sharing is caring, but we understand and we know that the left do not like Frank's speech. And
they
girl,
don't like independence.
They don't like, there you go. They don't like nobody having their own mind
and voice.
And they can think for themselves.
Yes.
And they talking about Frank's speech in the media. And sometimes our names get tied to it. That's how I know.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. When they start talking about you in the media, that means you're doing something right.
Right. Right.
When the left-wing media try to destroy what you're doing, that means you're doing something right. You got to understand how they operate.
Yes.
So I want you to share. And if you have any questions tonight, I want you to email them to diamondandsilk@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't forget about... Hold on. I'm sorry. Silk, why are you making me... I know you're 51, but listen, I'm 50. So I'm right behind you. I don't want to be losing my train of thought. If I don't go in order, I'm going to be all over.
And you know what?
I'm
going to blame myself because it's time for me to remake another one of those because some things have changed.
And I'm about to get to it.
Okay,
but first of all, I want you all to continue to support Frank's Speech, Lindell TV, Diamond and Silk.
Yes.
By going to mypillow.com, use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase. Somebody asks us about Geezer. Flannel sheets is what's on my bed now because it's cold here.
Yes.
Okay? Also, you all, shout out to RSBN for streaming all of our content. Shout out to everybody on Getter. If you're looking at us on Roku, shout out to you all. Also, coming soon, you all, we will be on Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and Frank's Speech will be coming out with their own app.
Uh-huh.
So I want you all to pay attention so that you will have the information that you need. So in the daytime, if you got your phone or whatever, you know what I mean? You can do it on the app. And I know people listen to Frank's Speech anyways, when they just, you know, do it on their Google thing, but now they're going to have the app,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be so easier to renew it through the app.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So,
I hear you talking about the app, and I know we have all of these, you know, now conservative sites that's coming on, but here's the sad thing that now that people are moving away from these liberal platforms, do you know that you have the liberal trolls that's following us to the conservative sites to do the same thing that they did on the liberal platform? I mean, you don't want us on the liberal platform.
Right.
We move, and then you follow us there to do the same thing.
Well, I think that these people are so jealous.
Yeah.
And I hear, you know, we love Mike Lindell, and I do like the catchy show. I really do.
Yes.
So he says how a lot of these trolls are paid trolls.
Uh-huh.
Like, they get paid to sit there and start just saying the craziest things. I noticed that when we put out a tweet, the first people that gravitate to it is the trolls.
It's the trolls, yeah.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not our people that's following us. It's the trolls.
Right.
And they put out all of the hatred. And it should be against the law for people to use these troll farms. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk about the left because, hey, it's some on the right
that also have troll farms.
The
same thing.
And it's to steer the conversation into a certain direction. And I don't like to steer the conversation. I wouldn't want to be part of a troll. I like authenticity. These are real people we having a conversation.
Right.
I don't like the fake people trying to get everyone to, or make it look like the conversation is one-sided and one way.
In one way.
And making it look like this is the way everybody thinks. The mess that's being pushed in our country, the left-wing media, including that one on the right, well, I can't say that one on the right. The reason why I'm upset with that one on the right is because of what they did election night.
Uh-huh.
They handed this to Biden, and nobody want to look into anything or talk about anything, okay?
Uh-huh.
But what I can honestly say is the reason why the left do what they do.
I mean, all I got to say is I understand that the trolls do what they do in order to have this conversation or interrupt our conversation flow.
Right.
But let me tell you something. If I have the opportunity to block you or ban you, especially on Getter, then you will be blocked, banned, deleted, whatever is necessary. Because, see, everybody have a right to their freedom of speech.
That's right.
When you're on these platforms, you have a right to speak whatever you want to on your platform. But you don't have a right to go to somebody else's page and spew all of this hate on their platform. That's where you're getting it twisted at. If Diamond and Silk is running a live show,
right,
and we're on Getter, and if you are a troll and you come there together, you can join in, listen in, have a conversation.
Right.
But to troll our feed, that's not going to happen.
That's not right.
You're going to get blocked.
The reason why the left-wing media continue to push the narrative is because they want you to believe and think that everybody is going along with this BS.
Uh-huh.
Like everybody like this. The reason why you had this, the reason why you have Michelle and Barack Hussein Obama come out and say little things is because they want to make you think that everybody is going along with this. No, this is what everybody wants, which is a lie.
Right.
Which is a lie.
Yep.
You cannot tell me that people are okay with going to the grocery stores and there's no food on the shelf.
Mm.
You cannot tell me that people are okay with filling up their tank and it's three times as more as it was when President Trump was in office.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell me that people are okay with open borders, but people are getting hit upside their heads and being killed. And look at the synagogue that was that this guy was holding these people hostage, come to find out he's a terrorist. I mean, you can't tell me that the public like this stuff.
Signed up for this mess.
We didn't sign up
for
this here.
Not even a
damn. And so
this.
What they do is they push the people up that they want to push up. They push the people up like the Obamas, which who have no influence.
Right.
I don't like them. I don't like them like that politically.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to happen to them, but I don't like them political.
No, they ain't
political
that.
They don't speak for black people.
No.
Those people are filthy rich.
Right.
They talk about climate change. They house is somewhere sitting off an ocean.
Uh-huh.
They don't care about black people.
Yeah, they want us to be scared of the water, but they sitting off the water.
I don't too much care for Oprah.
No.
You all know what's going on. You part of that elitist club because you a billionaire.
Uh-huh.
I guess you can't say nothing because if you do, they'll put you in your place.
Right.
I'm telling you, they prop these people up.
Yep.
Like these people have so much influence and they can't get 100 good people to show up
to
for
show
them.
Up.
Oh, you all have disparaged, demeaned, denied.
Yep.
You done all kinds of stuff against President Trump.
Yep.
President Trump had a rally the other night. It was so packed as far as
the eyes.
It was.
See.
It went beyond where the eyes could see. So you just couldn't. It was just so much.
Mm.
What is that about?
Ooh.
That's what you call influence. Yeah. That's what you call power.
Yes. Yes. Here's the crazy thing, Diamond.
What, girl?
They took and tried to silence President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
And it looked like his silence spoke louder than his words. Because guess what?
What?
All of the people plus is with President J. Trump.
And here's what I heard today.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I started feeling good today.
Okay.
I heard that a lot of people are leaving the Democrat Party and switching their party to Republican. Which, I'm upset with the Republican Party. But we switched because of Trump. And I would advise you to do that. And here is why. Because you don't want them putting anything in the thing. Well, no.
Right.
If you are independent, you can't
you
vote
can't
Republican.
Vote. Right.
This is why we in the primaries. This is why we switched.
Uh-huh.
Because it was imperative that we vote for him in the primary and the general election.
Right.
And we didn't want nobody throwing daggers or putting rules in place where you couldn't do it if you wasn't a Republican.
That's
but
right.
I heard there's so many Democrats leaving. They didn't sign up for this.
No.
They didn't. Well, somebody tap these people on the shoulder. They didn't sign up for this.
People are tired of feeling like a pincushion.
Yeah.
They didn't sign. They want to be able to have access to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They want to be able to have a job so that they can pay their bills, feed their families, be independent. The average American is not for being government dependent.
And not only that,
yeah,
you got these youngins. You got these young people that's used to going to college and going to the parties and
socializing.
They doing what they do.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You want to allow them to do that? You think they gonna like
don't
you?
Like that?
They don't like what's going on. But you got the media that will prop it up to make it look like everybody like
this
foolishness. But it ain't gonna change until we go back to the 2020 election,
right?
And so some people get real about it.
We got these wrong.
Oh, I'm about to call them mofos. Somebody said, please stop using that, but I'm gonna have to use it tonight. You got these mofos upset. Oh, the Republicans are trying to do something when it comes to people voting. They trying to suppress voters. I still don't understand it. You telling me you want me to believe that the Republican Party, the GOP, is trying to suppress folks, suppress voters, when you mofos broke the law in 2020 with all of these doggone mail-in ballots. So you took and you replaced our votes with somebody else's vote to get this mofo over the top so that he can destroy this country. And you all complaining about the GOP and the Republican Party and voter suppression.
And they want to say that the black vote is being suppressed. But the black vote, they say, vote for Democrats. So how is the GOP going to stop the black folks from voting for Democrats?
Because if you think you're getting us back, I'm not ever voting for you all again.
Yeah.
I don't care if you change and you become something good. I don't care if you change and you become Jesus Christ. I'll be skeptical. I'm not voting for you again. Ever.
No.
From what you all pushed on this, on the 45th president, what you all have pushed on the American people, you are dangerous.
That's right.
Everybody should be walking away from the Democrat Party. These people are dangerous.
That's right. And I'm not going to allow nobody to suppress my vote for me, vote for who I choose to vote for. So as the average a black American that Democrats say votes for them, nobody can suppress them from voting for you Democrats, except you Democrats.
If they cared about black people and voter suppression, then you wouldn't kill black babies in the womb. You're not giving them time to be born, grow up, so that they can be voters.
Hello?
You all are the biggest suppressors there are.
Yeah.
Just bringing this bill about is voter suppression to me. Because what you're trying to do is federalize our election so that you can treat cheat. And then next thing you know, our votes will never matter.
Never matter.
Whether you vote Democrat or Republican. What y'all want to do is pick and choose who'll be the president. Y'all don't get to play musical chairs with the presidency you're old behind.
Yep. They want to move out.
I said all of that to say I got to show you all something. This is a lengthy video. Get your paper and your pencil out. I need y'all to take notes. We're going to do it together, okay? Mm-hmm. I took my little notes, but I need y'all to watch this, to listen to this. Somebody sent this over to us, and this will let you know exactly what they're trying
what's
to do
on.
And what's going on, okay?
Yes.
Logan, can you please play clip one?
Hey guys, Congresswoman Kat Kamak here. Oh, we have a doozy for you today. I'll just get right to it. It is about 10:30 on Thursday, January 13th, and I am getting ready to head down to the House floor. We had a very late night voting, and it was about 11:30, and I was gonna do this video last night, but I was exhausted and wanted to have a clear head when I shared this news with you. The Democrats are trying to take over the elections. I'm going to explain what is going on today, but most importantly, what you guys can do to help us. So, the Democrats are putting together a love child of two bills that are horrific. H.R. 1 for the Politicians Act and H.R. 4, which is another voting bill. They call it a voting rights bill, but really what this is it's a voting free-for-all. Because what this bill does, these two bills that they are marrying together and passing out of the House of Representatives today, what it does is a couple of things. The most egregious things I want to share with you, and this is what you guys need to be sharing, but the things that are in these bills are incredibly dangerous and will ruin our country for the rest of time. So this is it. This is the fight. The big things in the bill are, one, it gets rid of voter ID requirements. You would no longer be required to present an ID, a photo ID, to register to vote, and you would not be required to present an ID to vote. Okay, so that's a huge issue. You have to present an ID to drive a car, to get on an airplane, to buy cigarettes, to buy alcohol, and in some parts of the country, you now have to show voter ID and a vaccine passport to enter a building. Yet Democrats want to force Americans to accept anything. I am who I say I am. I could have gone under this bill and voted as someone else just because I say I am. That's what they want. They want to strip voter ID from our elections. That's the first part. The second part, they want non-citizens to be eligible to vote in our elections. That is unconstitutional. They want to encourage ballot harvesting. And ballot harvesting, just kind of explain it a little bit, it allows third-party groups to collect ballots. So your absentee ballots or your mail-in ballots, they would be able to be dropped off at various groups. And the thing that is very concerning is so many of these groups that would be accepting the ballots are highly political. We know their political affiliations. We know their leanings. If the NAACP and the ACLU have volunteers out there doing ballot harvesting, we know that that is probably going to be a mechanism for fraud, right? Because why in the heck would these groups that are paid for by political entities, why would they want to accept a bunch of ballots from people that most likely are not going to agree with their outcomes, right? The other thing this does that I find to be the most horrific thing, I mean, I'm actually blown away. I was sitting here this morning crunching the numbers, and like I said, guys, I was going to do this video last night, but I wanted to make sure that I had the facts right, that I had done my homework, and that I was a little bit more clear-eyed, because last night I was very upset. They were forcing us to vote on the rule on this bill, and when I tell you how they're doing this, you're going to be really upset. So, they want to do a 6-to-1 match on donations to candidates that are $200 or less. So just stick with me on this one, okay? So, any politician that gets a donation that is $200 or less gets a 6-to-1 match from the government. Well, we all know that the government doesn't make money. The government takes your money, my money, and then they give it away to other projects, right? So it's taxpayer money that will be funding this 6-to-1 match. Here is the example that I decided was going to be the most egregious. One of my colleagues, on the Democratic side from the state of New York. She is a member of the squad, AOC. She, in the last election, she raised $18 million, and I had to write it down, so I wrote it down here, $18,898,102. $18,898,102. That is what she raised in donations that were $200 or less. In total, she raised over $21 million. Okay, why is that figure of $18,898,102 $898,102 critical to this discussion we're having, because taxpayers would be on the hook to match $18 million plus 6-1 that would go into AOC's reelection campaign. You want to know what that comes out to? Comes out to about $113 million. $113 million. You and me and our neighbors and our community would be responsible for funding the campaign of AOC and members of the squad like her to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. That is outrageous. It is unacceptable, and I am piping hot mad because this is an assault on our First Amendment rights. We vote not just at the ballot box, but we vote with our dollars, with our pocketbooks. We vote in the companies that we choose to support and buy their products. We vote by donating to the candidates of our choice. Now, under this bill, what the Democrats want to do, and I say Democrats, and I could flip this around, you can see, look at that. They're in the middle of explaining on the House floor how wonderful this bill is. They want to take away not take away. They want to force you to support financially your candidates, but also candidates that you don't agree with. You could be a registered Democrat and you would be forced to support Republicans if they met the requirements of $200 or less donations. So this is insane. I mean, it's absolutely insane. I mean, there's a litany of things that are in this bill. I'll read you through some of them. It mandates automatic voter registration, like I said. It requires same day voter registration, which is incredibly problematic. It would require that states be required to allow same day registration, allow 15 days of minimum early voting, which most states have that anyway. Florida has 15 days of early voting. And it makes Merrick Garland, who we know called parents domestic terrorists, parents who went to their local school boards. This is the AG. This is Biden's appointed AG. It makes him the election czar. This is the same guy who says that parents that are concerned about their children's education need to be monitored by the FBI because they're domestic terrorists. This is what this administration, the Democrat administration, wants you to do. They want to turn him into the national election czar. This is such an undercut of our constitutional rights. It should make you sick. I am actually nauseous right now. This is what they're trying to do. Now, let me tell you how they are doing this. You're probably wondering, how can they do this? All right, remember, the Democrats have the majority. They have the votes. You will not see Republicans voting for this bill, but they have the majority by 4 or 5 votes right now in the House. So will it pass the House? Yes. But this now goes to the Senate. So keep that in mind. There's a whole lot of steps that have to go into this. And how they are doing, and this should really piss you off, because it pissed me off, and they do this all the time. The Democrats took an old NASA bill, and they stripped the language of this NASA bill, and they made this love child of H.R. 1, which is Nancy Pelosi's For the Politicians Act, and H.R. 4, and they married these two bills together, and they stuck it under a NASA bill. So today, I will be voting on a NASA bill that has absolutely nothing to do with NASA. Nope, they are not trying to give Martians the right to vote. What they are trying to do is make voting ripe for fraud, and they are going to destroy the integrity of our elections. That is what is on the line here, guys. And you're probably wondering, okay, this is really bad news. This is what they're trying to do. It's going to pass the House. So how do we stop it? What happens next? So the bill today, because Republicans do not have the number of votes, and that's not because of rhinos or any of that stuff. It's because we are in the minority. What is going to happen is it's going to pass the House. It's going to go to the Senate. Chuck Schumer in the Senate has a problem. He doesn't have the votes, and he certainly doesn't have them under the filibuster rules, right? He's not going to be able to get cloture because a filibuster protects, right? It's 60 votes or more is what you need in order to pass something. He wants to get a simple majority. So his way of doing this is he's going to try to blow up the filibuster. What that means is he is going to strip the rights of the minority in the Senate, a long-standing tradition, a tradition just a few years ago in 2019 and 2020, the Democrats used the filibuster 323 times. He now wants to take that right away from Republicans in the Senate because he hasn't been able to get his way. So he's got two things he's got to overcome. One, he's got to overcome the filibuster. He's going to try to do a nuclear option, and he is going to try to blow up the filibuster so he can get a simple majority. But even still, Sinema and Manchin are saying that they do not agree with blowing up the filibuster, and there's also a lot of problems with this bill. The Senate is a lot more of a political animal, much more rooted in tradition. Things move slower over there, and so we have a shot here. This is where you guys come in. Don't feel disappointed that it's going to pass the House today. Do not feel discouraged that it's going to pass the House. We are going to do our part in exposing what is in this bill. That is what my job right now as a member of the House of Representatives is to give you guys the facts and push out what is in this garbage bullshit bill. Because what now we have to do is we have to share this information widespread. Educate our friends, our coworkers, our neighbors, our family. We have to share everything that's in this bill and let people know why it's so dangerous. So first job, share the video. We've got to get the word out about what is in this bill. Second thing, you need to call your senators, not your members of the House. Do not call your congressmen or your congresswomen. Call your senators. Call your senators. You can call the Capitol switchboard. Tell them what state you represent. You can also go to senate.gov and you can look up your two senators. Everybody, whether you are in Florida, California, Montana, Arizona, Ohio, doesn't matter what state you are in, you have two phone calls to make, right? Because every state has two senators. Call their DC office. We need to shut that Capitol switchboard down. That is how we affect change as we the people. Because I don't know about you, but my people, as in my constituents, we're pissed. We the people are pissed off. And if we want to do something about it, we know how we can do it now. We can call our senators, put the pressure on them, let them know where we stand. And I am telling you guys, calls work. You denied Nancy Pelosi the BBB. You guys denied Chuck Schumer the BBB, the Build Back Broke bill. You guys denied Biden the Build Back Broke agenda. You guys killed it because you put so much pressure on members. It works. The calls work. So please, two things you need to do. Share the video. Let's educate all our friends and our networks about what is in this disastrous bill. And then two, go to senate.gov, look up your state senators, call their DC office, tell them that you want to keep the filibuster and you want them to vote no on the so-called Voting Rights Act. I'm going to repeat it so you guys got it. You need to share the video. One, two, look up senate.gov, pull up your state, or your, not your state senators, your federal senators. Okay, this is Washington, D.C., not your state capitals. And you've got to then call the Washington, D.C. offices. Some people are going to be like, listen, I get voicemails all the time. Tell them in the voicemail who you are, that you're a resident of the state. Leave your phone number so they can call you back and say, I want a response. Because they have to respond to you if you tell them that you want a response. If you leave a message and say, I don't want a response, they're not going to respond. So this is really important. You can also give them your email and tell them, I want a response, and they will probably email you a letter. So we have our marching orders. This is really, really important. This all comes back to the ultimate agenda of the liberal left. We know what it is, guys. They want to take over our elections so they can maintain control. The liberal progressive agenda is nothing more than dependency and control. They want to push programs like these social justice warrior programs because they are designed to trap people. They want to trap people in poverty. They hate the idea of equal opportunity. They hate the idea of upward mobility for people. So they want people dependent on government so that they can maintain control. That is what this is about. And I just cannot tell you guys enough how much I appreciate you guys following and sharing and helping us get the word out, because I'm just one person. And while there are a lot of good conservatives that are fighting, we need the people behind us. We are doing everything we can right now. There's a big debate going on the House floor, and I'm telling you, there is a fight happening right now in our country. Really, the soul of our country is at stake here. So thank you guys so much. Thank you for making the calls. Thank you for sharing the video. Thank you for listening, and I'll keep you posted as things go along. But remember, we have to take action today, because if we don't, tomorrow we may not have a country. So thanks, guys.
Wow.
I want to say shout out to the person that even sent that to us. Thank you so much. And I thought it was very important that we share it with you all and that you continue to share our show or share this so people will know what's going on.
And thank you, Representative Kat Kamets.
That's who that was, you
for
all.
For doing that.
I don't know if we can get her on the show. I know she's very busy.
Yes.
But I'm just listening to some of the things that she said. They want to get rid of voter ID requirements to register to vote or even to vote. They want non-citizens to vote. Why do you think they have our borders wide open?
Okay. Even though our law prohibits that from happening,
right.
Our law also prohibits the borders from being open too. But mm-hmm. we see how that's playing out.
Right. Ballot harvesting right now.
Yeah.
An investigation, a full-fledged investigation is happening in Georgia where they were doing ballot harvesting.
Uh-huh.
I think they were getting paid $10 per ballot.
Yep.
One person made up to $45,000.
Yep.
Okay,
months,
and I think a lot of that is illegal. Remember, they're saying that President Trump, this is what they're saying, lost by 12,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have hundreds of thousands of votes that have come in, mm-hmm. and those votes are not legitimate votes.
Mm-hmm. So what it seemed like to me is that they're trying to make their cheating, scam, fraudulent mm-hmm. activities that they did in 2020 legal.
That's what they're trying to do.
They're trying to make it legal right now.
This stuff is going to unfold. Like.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what really happened.
Uh-huh.
And before it unfolds, what they're trying to do is put measures in place.
Right.
So it can look like what they did was okay.
Legal.
Why do you think they took an old bill, a uh-huh. NASA bill,
yep.
put all of this stuff in the NASA bill to make the country think that we voting on something when it comes to NASA when this is about voting.
Right.
This is about voting, their so-called voting rights.
They buried H.R.1 and H.R.4. They buried that under the disguise, under the name NASA.
Right.
And this has nothing to do with NASA.
That's
so
right.
So when people go there to vote, they think they're voting on something dealing with NASA, and it's not.
It's not NASA at all, okay? Also, I'm concerned about the 6-1 match when it comes to these candidates. I don't want not one dime going to no AOC or that lady that ran around. I don't, Alahan Omar, I don't want my money going to that.
Right.
But that's what's happening. They're doing this here, you all, not to suppress. They want voter control.
They want power and control.
And they said it's about voter suppressing. Yeah, suppressing we the people's votes. So that you can take and put whoever you want in there.
That's right. They know that they cannot win mm-hmm. an election fair and square.
They can't. Ain't nobody
I don't
vote
think
for them.
That the Democrats ever won an election fair
looking
and square
at this.
Without cheating after looking at all this right here.
Mm-hmm.
And they know they can't win it fair and square. Biden can only get a few people to come and see him. And they're probably paid for. I'm going to say allegedly because I wasn't there during the pay.
Right.
President Donald J. Trump, who's been silent by all of these platforms, can get
hundreds of thousands of people
to come see him. They don't like that.
No.
They know they didn't win in 2020.
Yeah. And they know President Trump got the people.
They know they're not going to win in 2022
mm-hmm.
or 2024
That's right.
legally.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like to me they're trying to do everything they can to put
So here it is.
Here it is.
We ain't got no doggone food on the shelves.
No food on the dang-gone shelves.
And you want to tell me the most important thing in our country right now is voter suppression?
Or climate change?
Like y'all. Voting ain't gonna do us no good if we ain't got no food to eat to keep us healthy where we can get to the polls to vote.
Hello?
Think about that for a minute. These people want you to think that the most important thing in our country right now It's voter suppression. All these people that say that voted for this man. Oh, it's voter suppression.
Even the dad is mad for voting for this bastard.
Dante said, good evening, Dominic Silk, and happy birthday, Silk. Now, you Now, he said, I'm a racist because I support voter IDs, one vote per legal American, and I don't support Democrats. Oh, by the way, the Democrats will never be a party for Jesus because they don't believe in him. I just wish the rhinos would go home, just like the ones that was on the show the other night. I now see I am a racist, joking, conservative that isn't a Republican, but votes Republican. You're not a racist, baby. Mm-mm. They want us to feel that because we know something so simple as having an ID will allow you to vote. They want to make us feel like we wrong.
Yeah.
We wrong.
And they're using
Black people
and this as an excuse to push this foolery.
It makes it look like that we are ignorant as a race of people. And what these people want to do is control us. One thing that she said, look at how they want to take and they want to trap people into poverty. Trap you into poverty.
Well, look at
we just had We just had a young lady on the other night. A college educated young lady on the other night. Done graduated from college, done got her degree, but still looking for a handout from the government. Trapped into poverty. Got a college education. They didn't teach you economics. They didn't teach you how the system works. They didn't teach you that when our money run out.
When somebody else's money run out.
What you gonna do? But you see the thinking.
But see,
it's a trap.
It's an entrapment of the mindset.
Yes.
Because if you have the mindset to be dependent on the government, then the government can control you. They want you to be dependent on the government.
That's right.
And a lot of this foolery that I see going on when it comes down to the supply chain, to all of this different stuff that's happening, I believe that is deliberately being implemented so that it can break down our economy, our system, because they want to have us needing something from the government.
That's how they control
you.
That's
what I feel.
And listen, I even hear my Black brothers and sisters talking about reparations.
Oh.
Let me tell, okay, so, and we had a sister on the other night. She was talking in the context as if she was a slave and we had to stop her from that. You ain't never been no slave.
You
ain't never experienced that.
Right.
So they talk about reparations, but think about it for a minute.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you got to see who came from slavery.
Right.
Was your ancestors slaves?
Right.
Just because you got dark skin don't mean that you had ancestors that were slaves.
That's right.
Then you need to look at Black people wasn't the only one enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to talk about it. But white people was also enslaved.
Right.
All right? Don't nobody want to talk about that, but that's true. Then you got to look at, if the government takes and give you this money, they going to control you for the rest of your life.
That's right.
That's how that's going to operate.
Yep.
If they take what they about to, if you remember when they said they wanted to give the ones that were separated at the border $450,000, but if they ever give it to them, they going to be controlled. All of these Afghans that came in here and they got so many thousands of dollars, those people will be controlled. Why do you all want to set yourselves up to be controlled?
To be controlled. And then to have an idiot send us a nasty, disgusting email for going along with freedom versus
liberty
versus being enslaved to this regime because we are Black. They feel that Black people, because of your skin color, no, you got to do it this particular way. If you do it another way, then something wrong with you.
How in the H-E-double-L are you comparing Trump to a Hitler? Trump ain't mandate nothing.
Uh-uh.
Trump ain't trying to change our voting laws.
Uh-uh.
Imagine if President Trump was trying to do what these Democrats was trying to do.
Uh-huh.
Just imagine
that.
I
can and hear Maxine Waters by not behind right now.
Don't write me and tell me it's something wrong with me. Because I want freedom, because I don't want the government in my business. I want them to stay the hell out of my business.
That's right.
Open up the door and let me get it for myself.
That's right.
I don't need your reparations.
Yeah.
I don't need your social construct.
Yeah.
I don't need your social programs.
Programs.
Because it keeps you dependent. So when they give you the reparations, and then that money, you done spent it on some shoes and a car.
And a flat screen.
And now what happens?
You broke.
And you still going to be looking for this same government. You'll never get off your behind receiving something from the government. The only ones that I think should be taken care of are elderly. Look out for our elderly because they put their time in.
They put into the system.
They put into the system.
That's right. They was lied to by this government.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That just pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
They were lied to by this government. Mm-hmm. They told you put this into the system.
Mm-hmm.
When you get older, this here is what you can fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm finding out they still got to pay different things out of
Medicare,
the money.
Yeah,
that
they
comes
wrote us
back
yeah.
to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were lied to.
You got this stuff, inflation.
Uh-huh.
You know who I worry about? Our elderly.
Elderly.
Our elderly that's on a fixed income.
Our veterans.
You wanna take and you wanna give our money to illegal aliens? But you don't even want to look out for our elderly.
Our elderly.
They can't buy up all of this here stuff.
Uh-huh.
They own a fixed income, so they have a budget. Let me tell you something. I bought a bag of popcorn, some water, and some type of lemonade, and it came up to $7.
Mm.
And I was just like, $7 for three items? To me, that seemed like a lot of money.
$7.
And I'm like, if you are on a fixed income, how do you do that when you used to your groceries being $150 and it's going to jump to $300-$400? And you ain't even paid the light bill. You ain't even paid your mortgage or your rent if you still got that. That's who you should be looking out for.
Right.
And then cut the red tape, open the door so everybody else can make it.
That's right. And that's one thing that President Donald J. Trump did. He removed and cut the red tape that was put in place for years. The thing that was keeping people from prospering and moving forward. President Trump wanted you to have your own business.
That's why he removed the regulations and the red tape. He wanted you to prosper. He didn't care about you being rich, getting rich. Listen, everybody in our country is not going to be rich. Because everybody may not have the mindset. You may have some people that don't want to be rich, but they may want to be middle class. You may have some people that may make $4,000 a month and be like, they okay with that.
Uh-huh.
But my thing is, don't deter people and trap them into poverty.
Right. Deliberately entrap them into poverty.
So that you can control them.
Right.
You slave driver.
That's right.
Because that's what that is.
That's
it's like we're dealing with a master here.
Yeah. A master.
That's got some kind of mastermind
to
manipulate people into going along with people being suppressed.
That's called communism.
Yes.
That's how they do it. That's how these third world countries come along. And now those people are running from their country to our country because it's like we're the last straw. But we now have a regime. They about to build a concrete wall around there.
It's being alleged.
Okay, what's being alleged?
What's being alleged is that they building that wall because they about to do something with a waterfall. So we'll see.
Well, it's still a concrete wall. Is
they
it
building some kind of
the
concrete.
House?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Let's allege everything.
I don't know, but one thing I do know is with the signs of the times that I'm seeing right now, this look like straight up communism.
That's what this is. That's what this is. Catherine said, instead of God telling you what to do with your life and fulfilling your gifts, the government will. Love you guys.
Yeah.
This is what she said. And you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we got to do is wake up the masses.
That's right.
You
That's
about
right.
to be a slave.
Mm-hmm.
You about to be controlled.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This person is acting like the slave master.
Yep. Yeah.
One more thing. I hear black people, my black brothers and sisters, talking about, we want reparations because we don't like what happened to our ancestors.
Hmm.
Well, look at what's happening now.
Right now.
When it comes to our white brothers and sisters.
That's right, yeah.
How they being mistreated.
Uh-huh.
How they being denied therapeutic medicines because of their skin color.
Yep. discriminated against.
So what happens 30, 40, 50 years, and they say, we want reparations for this, for this, and this.
Right.
How can you go along with this foolery? And we didn't like what happened to our ancestors. And the things that happened to them, we see it being bestowed upon our white brothers and sisters. I don't know what the left want. And then you get mad at a diamond and silk because we don't go along with
your foolishness. With your foolishness.
You think I'm going to go along with that? Mm-hmm. You think I want to eat and then see my neighbor across the street not eating?
Especially when we all have access to the same tools. See, if we all have access to the same tools, okay, like for example, you may have a mother and a father that may have had, let's say, five children.
Okay.
And all of them was raised the same way and given access to the same tools. All right. When I say the same tools, I'm talking about knowledge, instructions, in their raising as to how to make it, how to become an entrepreneur.
Right.
Well, let's say three out of the five children became an entrepreneur,
right,
but the other two didn't. Okay. Well, they didn't, but guess what? They had an opportunity to it.
Right.
Nobody was restricting them
or
from
denying.
It. Or denying them from it. It's up to them to go and get it. It's up to we to go and get the American dream. Not allow somebody to take and stifle us or stop us from being able to obtain it by putting red tapes in a place. If we all have the tools to be able to obtain it, allow us to be able to do that is all I'm saying. And keep in mind, if the government is big enough to give everything you want to you, then they are large enough to take everything from you.
Okay, Silk, so I get this email?
Oh, yes. You want me to read it?
I got it.
Okay.
David said, this makes me sick. I took Social Security at 62 just for a safety net, losing close to $600 a month because I can't wait to 66 years old.
Okay.
I feel this is controlling and unfair. Many times I work 2-3 jobs.
People, when you think about it, people have worked 2-3-4 jobs, put into this system, was promised, was told if you do this. And now even with us working and having to pay into the system to do what?
For you all to steal it?
Steal it?
For you all to steal it?
Yeah. You worse than Madoff. Madoff, and I mean you all are the ones making off with all of our money.
You all call your senators, senator.org, .gov.
Senate.gov.
Thank you, so Senate.gov. Contact your federal senators, not the state senators. Contact them. Get on the phone. We don't need this to pass. If they federalize this, this is it. We won't have any choice. We will have to be under their control.
Right.
Do you like what you see? Because if you want to be under that control, it's going to get real nasty.
It's going to be very, very nasty.
It's going to get real nasty.
You want to tell them that you want to keep the filibuster and you want to say no to H.R. 1 and H.R. 4. Say no and tell them you want a response back.
Yes.
You want a response
You want a response. That's right. Yes. I need you to do that right away.
Email.
Tomorrow morning, get on these phones.
Yes.
And start making calls.
Senate.gov.
We can't let this happen.
We can't. We got to make sure we keep our country. Okay.
Okay. I got to show you all something about the food supply. And this is not a lengthy video, but we're going to see it all the way out. And then we have a little conversation about
it.
Okay. Logan, play clip 2.
The FDA has allowed nanoparticles into the food supply under the generally recognized as safe provision because they claim that they are no more dangerous than their larger counterparts. Titanium is generally safe, therefore nanotitanium must be safe. But they also admit that known materials can exhibit new or altered physicochemical properties at nanoscale dimensions, including unknown safety hazards that they will continue to monitor for. In other words, the human trials for consumable nanotechnology is currently happening in the public without their knowledge. Nanoparticles can be absorbed into our immune defense system and into our bloodstream. And just like the FDA admits, materials at the nanoscale can cause unknown changes in a person's biological system. Animal studies have proven that nanoparticles are changing the way our bodies absorb certain minerals, such as iron. FDA chemist Timothy Duncan wrote that nanotechnology in the food supply is being held back because the food supply industry is afraid of public backlash, and argues that nanotechnology will somehow make food healthier. The FDA is far more concerned with pushing more of these experimental nanoparticles into the food supply than they are with safety, like they said about giving the dangerous experimental vaccines to your kids. We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. At least 20 products are adding laboratory-made nanoparticles into the ingredients, and they are getting ready to coat bananas in new nanotech. But companies are not required to disclose nano-sized ingredients, so we don't know how prevalent it is. Along with being a proponent of population reduction, forced vaccinations, and genetically modified foods, Bill Gates is also the biggest private farm owner in America. Does anyone doubt for a second that Bill Gates is allowing this dangerous nanotech the FDA is pushing for into America's food supply? In related news, 10 out of the 19 states in which Bill Gates owns farmland, along with at least another 10, have recently made it legal to dispose of human bodies into the municipal water supply, allowing human remains to be added into biosolid sourced fertilizer. It's called alkaline hydrolysis and is referred to in pop culture as being very, very green. Spiritual leaders have strongly objected to alkaline hydrolysis because they say it is disrespectful to the human body, the vessel of a divine soul. And it's understandable why they say this. In alkaline hydrolysis, the human body is liquefied with lye and poured down the sewer to mix in with the community's excrement. And if that weren't bad enough, this biosludge is then collected from municipal water treatment plants and used as so-called fertilizer on factory farms. The official excuse is that it saves the government money for expensive toxic waste disposal. Meanwhile, we are all being sold food that has been grown with a toxic biosludge made up of human remains and excrement, which is then loaded with new and strange nanotechnology. Interestingly, the dystopian movie Soylent Green took place in 2022.
They're making our food out of people. Next thing, they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them.
Promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. Silent Green is people!
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
You know, Silk, somebody sent that video over. I looked at it and I'm like, this will be an interesting conversation. We don't have enough time to get into the conversation because it's at the end of the show. So I promise you we will bring this video back, excuse me, and have a full-fledged discussion.
Oh, yes, we got to.
About this right here.
Yeah.
Because I've been telling you all.
Yeah.
That there is, you all, I don't know, I just have a very strong instinct.
Instinct, yes.
I just have a very strong instinct. And it's like, two things.
Okay.
I could say it over here.
Yeah.
And I'm not being conspiratorial. I'm just telling you what I see, what I feel.
Uh-huh.
I feel like stuff is being sprayed in the air.
Yes.
One minute you fine. One minute you feel like you can't have breathe.
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel like that.
Right.
Because I do.
Right.
And I also feel like there's something wrong with our food now.
Yeah, it do not taste right. It explains a lot of stuff. And you know, the bananas for potassium, now they're talking about lacing it with all of this stuff.
Allegedly. We'll say allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay. But for me, honesty, honestly, it feels like now I have to continue to make sure that my immune system is built up for any
and everything.
And everything.
And even I stopped eating out. Yeah. I used to be a person, I'm going to go up here and get me a salad.
We used to eat out almost every day.
I stopped doing all of that. And that's why I want you all to either plant you a garden, if you buy you some land.
Right.
Because I have a feeling we going to need it.
Yes. If you got this mofo, Gates, from the Gates
Let's
of Hell.
Let's say allege everything, okay?
Well, what I'm saying is if
he's buying up all,
the farmland.
He buying it up because he just want to play.
He ain't going to just look at it. Yeah. He's not going to be playing Beverly Hill and the Hillbillies on the farm. Milking a cow.
Uh-huh.
No, he's been buying up for something.
He ready for something. Yeah. But I promise you, we will bring this video back and we will have a full-fledged conversation about it because we have to. And if the left-wing media, including that one on the right, won't tell the public and protect, we got to come together. And listen, don't just take our words. Do your own research. I'm bringing these videos for you to do your research.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
People send them to us. I put it out there for you to do your research because we have to find out what's going on.
Bioengineered food, genetically modified food. What? Why not natural raised?
Well, normally the grapes are seedless, but I ordered some grapes. They're seedless.
Now they're seedless.
Oh yeah, the grapes are seedless. Yes. But I ordered some grapes the other day. You know, sometime I'll have them to deliver my groceries.
Right.
And whatever the girl picked out, it had seeds in it. So I was so happy about that. Uh-huh. So these had seeds in it. But normally when you get grapes, the grapes are seedless. And that means that I don't know where they come from. I don't believe they came from the ground because, you know, normally.
Someone said, ha, 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 I live in an apartment. We here cannot have gardens.
Okay, so listen.
Get some big old flower
pots. I will get me some flower pots and start growing me some greens, some stuff that's going to keep you healthy.
Yeah.
Because I just, my intuition is like something ain't right.
Yeah.
When it comes to some of this stuff. Okay, we got to wrap it up, y'all, because we got to go. Listen, don't forget to please make sure you support us, Lindell TV, frankspeech.com, by going to mypillow.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase, okay? Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day is coming up. Get something for your boo.
Yes.
All right? Don't forget to follow us on social media. Chat it, Chattdit, and Getter, Gettr. .com, okay? And once you sign up, follow Diamond and Silk.
That's right.
All right. And visit our store, diamondandsilkstore.com, to get you one of these. All right. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 30% off your entire purchase. There's other patriots at mystore.com and on mystore.com. Please make sure you patronize them, and anything you get there, use the promo code Trump1.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
Okay, we got to get up out of here. Listen.
We got to go.
Every day we pray at 11:21 a.m.
Every day.
We pray for you. I hope you're praying for us. Yes. Prayer changes things. I just need to read this one thing that came in.
Okay.
Bunny from Wyoming said, did anyone ever mention that refusal to treat white people at hospitals is a double-edged sword? On the other hand, they will admit non-whites and murder them. Think about that for a minute. I thought that was so profound. They will admit non-whites. And now you see that? Y'all see the fakery? The 52 fake out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got to go. Hey, we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
Everyone's giving it to
you. So in the meantime, and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're watching Lindell TV.